With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. UN Security Council presenting with evidence now that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, Executive Director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, top Democrats, at least some of them, are backing Joe Biden's 2024 bid for now, following his extremely poor showing during the debate.
Before Thursday's debate had finished, some Democrats and Biden allies were calling on the president to withdraw from the White House contest. But influential voices within the party aren't giving up on their presumptive nominee just yet. On social media, former President Barack Obama alluded to his own poor showing in his first 2012 debate, saying bad debate nights happen. And House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries answered with a flat no when asked if Joe Biden should step aside. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Hurricane Beryl has strengthened now to a powerful Category 4 storm that approaches the Southeast Caribbean. Region began shutting down earlier today amid urgent pleas from government officials for people to take shelter. Warnings in effect for Barbados, Grenada, and St. Vincent. This is SRN News. Nurses in Britain fighting transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national healthcare system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to the COVID pandemic. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the largest share of donations, and that also held true in 2023. This is SRN News. Summer hours are a perk for small businesses that can offer workers, and in many cases, boost morale.
With summer having gotten off to a scorching start, workers across the country may be dreaming of a seaside escape or cutting out early to watch a movie in an air-conditioned theater. For some, that can be a reality. Summer hours, a reduced schedule on Fridays, offered usually between Memorial Day and Labor Day, are one way that smaller businesses can stand out to prospective employees in a competitive talent marketplace. Small business owners also say that offering summer hours can help boost morale in the right circumstances. Ron Taylor reporting.
Art lovers in Florida upset as groups are scrambling to plug large budget gaps. That comes after Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed $32 million in arts funding. Advocates say the lack of state funding is going to devastate arts and culture in the Sunshine State. More details at SRNNews.com.